Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Guy, thanks for calling in. I know you were, and my condolences to you, a friend of the Goudreau family. I'm so sorry to hear this, and just to have somebody there at the funeral. But just our deepest condolences.
Yeah. Hey, hi. Good morning, Dawn. Look, you get to be my age. You attend a lot of funerals, and anytime it's for younger people, yeah, there's a special sadness. And to have two brothers, you know, there were so many takeaways yesterday. I was there with my wife and our youngest. Many of our children overlap in at St. Norbert's with the Morris family, and we just felt we should be there. And there were so many takeaways. I mean, I just share two, but one was, because of the size and the logistics of it, a lot of people like ourselves were there early, and a lot of catching up, because these two young men that each have, while they're inextricably tied as brothers, they each had been married, and there were, yeah, you know, different life connections. So a lot of hugging and people recognizing friends. But when the choir singing and the music, but when the hockey players arrived, when the Columbus team arrived, and you saw this parade, if you will, oh, of young men in their 20s, all in black suits, the church just fell silent. You could hear people breathing, because that was sort of our first moment that drove home the tragedy, to watch this dozens and dozens. And what we learned later was it was players from the Blue Jackets. It was also players from the Calgary Flames and other players. And that was the first. And then the second was the overwhelming strength and character of Meredith and Madeline.
Yeah, the widows.
To have the courage to offer remarks in front of 1,000 people there, and thousands watching live around the country and back in Columbus and Calgary and folks in the Philadelphia area and South Jersey, and how composed and genuine they were. Two overwhelming things, and I think also a tribute to the families, to all the families involved, to the Goudreaus and you know, Meredith's family, Madeline's family, who married into them, to do this as people of faith in a Catholic church, mm-hmm, to do this as a proper funeral, when you know, something of this size with this outpouring could have been held many other places in a non-church setting. So I think it was a tribute to faith, and hopefully the faith in the presence of God helps them, because it was a, you know, as I said, you get to be my age, and yeah, you've seen your share of funerals, but yesterday was truly one of those life-altering moments that really drove it home live.
Guy Shiraki, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your commemoration and celebration of their lives as well. Thanks, Guy. I really appreciate it. It's certainly,
yeah, I do, and urge everybody to thank them, to think of them, and also, as is often the case, you know, not just today and tomorrow, but, you know, a week or a month from now, when the lights and the cameras go away and they're finally all alone, to think of them then as well. So thanks for the opportunity to share, and please keep them in your thoughts and prayers.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.